Hello! It's the JVO Primetime Sports. We're back after, I want to say, like 2 months. It's just been a lot happening with life and work, and our schedules have been very iffy recently, but we're back and we're excited to talk about something in today's episode because our Aces are championships. But before we get to that, we'll talk about the WNBA season and how everything unfolded. So, WNBA season this year has been pretty solid. There was something I didn't expect, something that, you know, it was like that. But, you know, I was always riding for the Aces, but it was a cool season. The Valkyries had a historical season.
They made the playoffs.
Their first year.
And they made a mistake by running into Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Man, Minnesota. We wanted a Minnesota loss during that game. I don't think we needed LA to win Minnesota. But that Minnesota ended up beating LA. So I remember we were at that watch party.
Yeah.
I think it was LA and Minnesota. Was it LA and Minnesota? It was Minnesota and Valkyries, I think. It was during the playoffs. Oh, yeah, it was that watch party. And then we won against LA after that, I think. It was the final season. Was it the final game of this? I think it was the final regular season because we did end up our
season. The final game was in LA? Yeah, it was against LA.
Yeah, so they ran into Minnesota and Minnesota ended up beating them, so. Yeah, but Valkyries did have a historical season. I heard Valhalla has, like, the energy there and the atmosphere is insane. So I wanted to go this year to go, you know, just San Francisco to go see Valhalla. But, you know, didn't witness it. Things happen.
Next season.
Oh, yeah. Always next season. It would have been so cool if he did it this season. Just, like, being a part of history. Just watching, like, a new WNBA team just like play at least once just to be part of that history, but you know, didn't happen because next season though, I'm excited to still win this Valhalla, but clearly Vegas. Oh, I got the Aces on the side there. We'll get to them, but yeah, what do you want to add on? What do you want to say about the WNBA season?
WNBA season was fantastic. Listen, there's nothing you can complain about. You had your ups, your downs, your good days, your bad days. Your team whooped some booty. Your team got whooped. You had to fight back. Overall, it went way better than I expected because I ain't gonna lie. I didn't expect Golden State to do nothing. Wasn't worried about them. They ended up going to the playoffs. I had the Sparks going to the playoffs. I don't know what happened with that, Jesus.
I think it was the injuries that LA had.
Everybody went to LA and just decided to go to the beach instead of going to the gym. No, everybody got bad knees out there. They got knees. You supposed to be having knees like Megan Thee Stallion. You got knees like Joe Biden.
Not like Joe.
Rusted, dusty knees.
Yeah, that was the only downfall that happened in LA.
And then they out here giving out all the people you didn't think was gonna be good ended up being good. Y'all over here getting rid of Odyssey Sims and she over here helping Indiana in the playoffs while y'all watching her. Like,
I don't know.
Somebody needs to talk to their scouting reports or something, cause how you let that happen?
Honestly, I wanted to see the Sparks go to the playoffs. I mean, they had a solid team. They were stacked. But
they looked good on paper. They looked good on the court.
Yup. But
they look good on 2K. They look good in IRL.
You're not wrong there. But there's always next season for them. But I mean, you know, you can't really do much when it comes to having injuries during the season. Which is insane, but you know.
Yeah, but man, they in LA. I know they got all the good doctors.
Oh, I know.
I'm from LA. They got some good doctors out there.
I believe it. I believe that. 100%.
Go to UCLA Medical and get hooked up. I guarantee you they'll fix you.
Yeah, but unfortunately they didn't make it. They were fighting to get that. What was it? Was the top 8 people that go into the playoffs?
Man,
was it top 8 teams?
Yeah.
So they were fighting to get that 8th spot, but they lost. Who was it against? I think they were against the Valkyries, right?
They lost to the Valkyries.
Yeah, they lost to the Valkyries, and they
lost to Seattle.
Yeah, they were fighting for their lives, man.
They lost to the Aces.
Oh, look, see, now look.
Hey, boy, bro.
What the Aces look, man?
They were over there struggling. It was like, all right, we lost this game. We'll win the next one. Maybe, nah, damn. We lost that one. Maybe, we, nah, you know what? Go ahead. We'll see our next season. Go ahead, wrap it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, see. Go ahead. When they ran into us in that, we were already on a winning streak. We were literally on a winning streak. There was no way that we were going to lose that game. I mean, they did put up a fight. I will say that. So props to LA. But I think we said this before in previous episodes. If LA didn't have that many injuries this season, then they probably would have made a playoff run. At least like them, what I think they want to be. I want to say they'd be in the top 5, 6.
I was hoping. They disappointed me. I don't know what happened with Washington. Oh, Lord, geez. They traded everybody.
Yeah, they traded everybody. Well, I know some of them want to leave for their own personal reasons, but, you know. Because I think AC said that she wanted to trade.
Even if she wanted to trade, you went to Washington.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have just stayed in Seattle.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean,
and then you went to Washington after they got with Aaliyah Edwards. Like, what?
You know,
I ain't trying to be rude, AC, but what you was gonna do after she left? You thought you was gonna come in and, oh yeah, she gone. Let me go ahead and see what I can. No, you still got Kiki and Sonya. They're not worried about you.
I know.
You've been better going to Connecticut. You got some time over there in Connecticut. I ain't gonna lie. She done went to Connecticut and slid right into the lineup.
I mean, whatever happened, to be honest.
You're like, she in the starting five? Yeah, what's she going to do? No, she went to Connecticut. That makes sense. That makes total sense.
Oh, you know, but whatever happened that season. But, you know, other than that, the season was pretty solid, man. I knew WNBA is always good, but this season was just crazy. And I want to say it was a very historical season, not just for the Valkyries, but for the Aces. Man, I'm ready to glaze the Aces real quick. But, man, the Aces had a historic run this season, too. I think they broke the franchise record of winning, winning back-to-back wins. I think we won 16.
You know what they should do? They should come out with an Aces t-shirt. And at the top, it say from trash. And at the bottom, it should say to cash.
Ooh.
From trash to cash.
Hey, that's pretty solid.
With their championship.
That would be solid. Hey, I know you, Kevin, clever shirts, Kevin. I mean, you hear that?
Because that's literally what happened.
That's exactly what happened. We had a very struggle season. I think we broke our franchise record, which was it 13 or 12? It was 12. We broke it with 13. Or was it 13? We broke it with 14.
They got rid of all the unhelpful folks. Along the way, you know, the baggages that was holding the team down. I'm not going to say no names.
That's very...
I really not, because, you know, I don't want to smoke with nobody. I'm going to let you know now.
Respect. It's like if you know, you know.
I'm going to lean back on that one.
If you know, you know, is pretty much what it is. But other than that, I want to say one of the main things that helped us get to where we were. Man, we weren't the game that we don't talk about when we lost against Minnesota. The game that we don't talk about, or no, the game that didn't happen. After that game, after that game, we went on a whole run. We were just undefeated back to back. The streak was going from 13 to like, I think. I would say 17.
I think it was 16.
I think it would be 17 if you count the playoffs. But before that, it was 16. But before we had that streak, we were below 500. We were in 9th seed, fighting to stay in the 8th seed. And then after that one game, the whole team woke up. I mean, I never lost faith in them. I was just very upset. But I don't talk about the game that, we don't talk too much about the game that didn't really happen. But if you know, you know. But that was just, we had a time, man.
I'm gonna be honest. I talk about the game. You know why? Because at the end of the day, it was a cold. It was a flu. It was a fluke. Cause I'm gonna let you know now. You ain't seen K-Mac shoot like that the rest of the season.
No, yeah, that's true.
She wasn't shooting like that the rest of the season.
That's true.
A broken clock is only right 2 times out of the day.
This is true. So but
she had one good game and ain't had a good game like that since.
Yeah.
She balled out, but she didn't repeat that game.
No. She definitely went off that game. But during the whole regular season, we had our win streak. And here comes Minnesota right back at us. And guess what? We beat them. How much did we beat them by? Did we beat them by 10?
I think it was.
I think we beat them by 10 points.
But it was like this. It was like, Aces, winning streak.
Yeah, and that winning streak.
Minnesota, and I was like, got my face. It just kept going.
Yup.
That's how it was.
That's exactly what it went, because we came back, won against Minnesota again, and beat them by 10 points. I was about to say half of what we lost to, but that's actually not. But we still beat them by 10 points. I remember we were at that game.
Unfortunately, I was at work. I had to work.
You unfortunately didn't have to work. Boy, I was at that game. I wish we was at that game.
Came back in person. This one. Fucking Cole Medina.
Man, but you know, it was great. It was because I remember the game we went to. I think it was when we beat New York. I was happy when we beat New York, but not as happy as I was when we beat Minnesota, especially after we're losing to them by however many points, 50 something points. Oh, brother. I don't like talking about it, but you know,
I ain't gonna lie. We ain't worried about New York no more. New York done fell all the way off. They done fell so far. They done fell from the New York Liberty. To the New York what?
Hey, no hate to New York, but you know, listen.
Hey, facts is facts.
It just wasn't their year this year, man. I don't know. I think Stewie was injured. At one point in the season. Was she injured during the playoffs?
She was injured in the playoffs.
Yeah, so that could have been the reason. But the moment we beat New York, man, I was happy. But not as satisfied as I was when we beat Minnesota. That was the best feeling ever. Dang, I wish you had that game, man. It was a time. It was a great game. We did our thing, man. It was fire. It was fun. Loved it. I knew we were going to win that game. We were already on a win streak. There was nothing was gonna stop us from that win streak. I forgot what win streak we were at, but we were past what we were originally passing. It was not 13, not 14. It was probably like the 13th. I don't know, probably the 14th. I don't remember what it was, but all I know is that we had a 16 game win streak. But if you do count the playoffs, it's a 17 win streak, which we'll get to very soon. But Aces already had a historical season. We did our thing, and now we're touching the playoffs. Playoffs were something. I knew we was gonna hit that. We were in that second seed. I personally wanted Atlanta in I forgot what round it was, but I think
I'm not
Atlanta.
Gonna lie.
Oh, I wanted Atlanta over Indiana.
Seattle. And Atlanta is broken, and they need to find a way to fix it. I'm not saying that they should have won, but they did have the better roster. Like, pretty much everybody in Indiana was on the bench. Like,
yeah,
you
I think,
had no
I
Caleb
think they
Clark.
Have like
you had no
out.
Sophie Cunningham. You had Art McDonald was on the bench.
Sid Colson was
Sid
on the bench.
Sid was out. Like, they still had AB. They still had Kelsey Mitchell, and they still had Lexi. But it was like, bro, there's me and Brianna, we got beef. Cause she's too athletic and too big to be out there not doing what she's supposed to. There's no reason why you got Brianna Jones and Brittany Griner and they not out there averaging 20 and 10. That's what they need to be doing. Alicia Gray needs to be feeding them the ball. If Brianna can't do it, dish it to Brittany Griner and let her do it. Then vice versa. There's no reason why y'all got the Twin Towers and they not out there dominating like they supposed to. Atlanta is supposed to be out there looking like old school Houston Rockets when they had the Twin Towers and won the back-to-back championships.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same squad. You got your two bigs. They had their two bigs. They got Alicia Gray, they had Kenny Smith. Like, it just go, and I don't know. She irritates me every time I watch her play now. I ain't even gonna lie. She need to watch AB a little bit. I ain't saying you got to be dirty, but girl, if you don't start throwing them big old shoulders or something, start knocking people back and stuff. She get there, she girl, why you frowning, girl? Put some muscle on them. Do something.
That's something she can work on.
Irritating.
That is definitely something she can work on during the off season. Ah, but yes, the playoffs. Atlanta lost against Indy. I really wanted Atlanta to win that because I really didn't want to deal with playing against Indiana. They did beat us twice in the regular season, so I mean, it is what it is. But like, I feel like it would have been a better matchup with Atlanta and Ace, but we didn't get that because with Atlanta whatever happened, fumbled.
That's what happened.
It just didn't fly. I mean, the officials were also could also be part of the reason, but I feel like everyone says that when it comes to the officials, especially Indiana, definitely with that situation being. But you know, unfortunately, that's when they got eliminated from the playoffs. I was very upset, but it's okay. And then before we got that, before we even hit the Indiana series, we're gonna talk about the Seattle series. The Seattle series wasn't too bad. Actually, I think it was pretty solid. I don't think it was too bad. We won game one. Or did they win? No, they won game one, huh?
No.
We won game one. They won game two. And then we won game three. I think Jackie hit a game winner that game.
Yeah, she did the game winning put back.
That was an intense game. My beats per minute was just insane. Like, I don't know what was going on, but I was just, woo! I had a feeling we weren't going to lose that game, though. I was up there. I was ready to see something.
I knew the Aces was going to win. I was happy to see Gabby Williams in person.
I can't go wrong with that one.
That was it. I wasn't worried about nothing. I ain't even going to lie. I was just sitting there with a blank face the whole time, just, What we gonna do? Calm down, bro.
It was definitely stressful for a while.
Calm down.
It was definitely stressful for a while.
When the buzzer go off and the clock hit zero, we gonna have more points than Seattle. We gonna go home with W. I'm not stressing.
Yeah, my heart rate was
crazy.
And
that's what happened.
Asia went to go for the game-winning shot. She missed it. Jackie was right under the basket. Jumped right up because I think she said in an interview that she saw it was off. It was either going to come off one way or another. She was there, grabbed it, put back right in the basket. And there I am yelling at the damn screen, going crazy.
I was happy. I was like, I told you.
It was a great game to watch. Very, it was stressful for a little bit. But a part of me was like, yeah, there's no way we're going to lose this game, bro. What the heck? There's no way. And then it happened, and we ended up beating them. I wasn't worried about them one bit. And then,
maybe next time, Seattle.
Yup. Maybe next.
Wait, hold on. Not next time, cause no. I think like the last 4 years, y'all got eliminated by the Aces. So no.
Oh,
so,
that is true.
Yeah, you might want to try to avoid that.
Try to avoid the Aces. Try to avoid us.
Maybe just go to Cancun next year.
Just try to avoid us, or go with someone else that could possibly hit it. But we got them. And then now here comes the one series that really made me mad, the one that I didn't want to happen, but it happened anyway, the Indiana series. It went to 5 games. I think we lost. Was it? We lost game one?
Yep.
We lost game one. Wanted to win that game, but we lost. I don't know what happened that game. I don't know who had that off game. I think Jackie had an off game, or it was second game two, one of those two. But
I think everyone was having an off game.
Game
one was confusing, and it threw everybody off.
Maybe because we literally probably should have got rid of Seattle in 2 games instead of 3, but but we had an off game in game one, and we lost at home.
I blame Kathy.
Them schedules are, I always blame Kathy. Nowadays.
Talking about doors open at 10:30 a.m. Who got time for that?
Oh, yeah. It was an afternoon game. Wasn't it? Game one was an afternoon game?
Yeah.
No wonder why, man. I was tired.
Early in the morning.
They had me up at like...
On a Sunday, like we going to church.
I was up at like 8, 9 o'clock just to get to that game early.
I was mad. I woke up like I was going to work.
I don't know, bro.
Alarm clock going off. I'm like, oh, I got to go to work. Like, wait a minute. No, I don't.
No, I got to go to the game. I got to go to the game. Went to the game early morning. The crowd was probably tired, which is probably why the crowd was tired. I mean, Asian Jackie still had a good game. It's just, it was still really off. But then again, I feel like afternoon games like that always throw us off our game. I think we had it was a game at 12 o'clock on a Sunday, man. I'm tired. I was up so early, but we lost that game. I think Asia and Jackie still had a great game that game. It just didn't go in our favor, unfortunately. So that happened, and then game two came around. We woke up and we beat them.
Smacked them.
Smacked them in game two. That was a good game. I don't know who won. I think.
Smacked them in game three.
Did we? Oh yeah, we did. Was it in Indiana?
And then I don't know what happened in game four.
Game four, we lost against Indiana.
I ain't gonna lie.
It was close, wasn't it? I think it was a close game.
I ain't gonna lie. I think that was Aaliyah Boston's best game of the series.
You think so?
I know she had like 20-10.
Oh, that was
she killed it.
Yeah, she did have a good. That was probably her best game that season.
And she shot, I think, like 13 free throws.
Free throw merchant. You talking about Asia being a free throw merchant?
She was over there. And it was weird because, like, you had that one game. You had that one game in five games. Like,
I know.
You better not do that on the rival because you on Phantom now. And we don't need that around here. We need some balling.
For real. But yeah, we lost game four. I think what happened was, I don't know. I wanna blame officiating on that. I wanna blame officiating on that. I think before we got to game four, Phoenix beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
So y'all went to the finals. That was an interesting series. Y'all had a good comeback, man. Y'all came back, beat Minnesota, and I was like, see y'all in the finals. Actually, I didn't say that yet. I just had to see how game four went. It didn't go, but okay. It's okay, we'll win game five.
I already knew who was going to be in the finals because when they had the watch party for the Aces and Seattle, they had us write notes.
Oh, yeah. The Aces. We had us write notes to the Aces. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Note, I remember that game. We went to that one. We went to that watch party, yeah.
Yeah, on the note, I wrote, good luck to y'all in the playoffs, ladies. Hopefully, y'all see Phoenix in the finals.
And that's exactly what happened, and it definitely happened. They eliminated Minnesota. Made me happy. There was something that went around, and that's what happened, what Asia said about Aaliyah Boston shooting. What, AB shot 13 free throws? And they talked about how Asia had a special whistle.
And she ain't shoot nothing.
She ain't shoot nothing.
She ain't shoot nothing after that.
She ain't shoot nothing. So who was the special whistle?
She shot 13 free throws in game four and went to game five and was. It was nothing.
Yeah, game four, she get nothing at all. AB had 13 free throws. Shot 13 free throws. So.
I see now.
Who
I
has
said,
a special whistle now?
I said, man.
But yeah, that's what happened with game four. We lost. And then we had to take it back home. Game five. That game? My God, that game. We were at that game. We had to be at that game because that was game five. We had to see them win that.
That game. I ain't gonna lie. It stressed me out.
It was a stressful game.
It wasn't because it was a stressful game. It's like, you know how intense a game is to where you have to use the bathroom? You're not finna go to the bathroom because you don't want to miss nothing. Oh. And then you looking at the clock, you're like, okay, it's fourth quarter, game almost over with. And then all of a sudden it's tied, and you're like, all right, can somebody break the tie so I can go to the bathroom? And then next time they go into overtime, man, listen. I'm not worried about overtime, I'm going to the bathroom.
I remember that because we were watching the game. I was stressing watching that game while he was stressing having to use the bathroom because that game was just that intense. He didn't want to miss anything. So I don't blame him.
I was over there holding so long. I'm like, please. I'm like, please, somebody just end this game so I go to the bathroom.
Then end the game. Then overtime.
Jackie misses the shot. I'm like, bro, come on.
I was like,
move,
Jackie.
Come on, bathroom. Move.
Jackie missed the shot, and it was tied, and we got overtime. That, and as soon as that overtime thing went, he said, well, I got to go. I was like, what do you mean? I'm going to the bathroom, bro.
I'll miss 2 minutes of overtime. Forget that. No.
Him and someone else, like one of my other friends, I saw went to the bathroom at the same time. I was like, oh. I'm gonna stay right here because
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna sit here another 5 minutes. No, I'm gone.
Once he's about to miss 2 minutes of it, and we came back. He came back and we won that game. That was a great game. It was stressful. I think he comes back. I honestly think that was. I think this is the first time ever this season I stayed later than I stayed later. This is like my first time seeing an overtime game in person. I think. Yeah, because I wasn't expecting to go to overtime because I was expecting us to win that.
Right.
But I think Jackie just missed the layup. And I was like, shoot. I was like, damn. You going overtime. As soon as that happened, back.
Gotta go.
And then OT happened. And we ended up finishing them off in overtime. And, well, before we get to overtime, I think something happened before. I think it was in the third quarter with KM, with Kelsey Mitchell.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, before we got to that fifth game, I think it was, well, before the game ended, I think it was third quarter, because a lot happened that game, because Chelsea also went to the locker room.
Chelsea got injured.
She went to the locker room.
She went to the court. I mean, she got off the court.
Went to the locker
room.
Then
she went to the back, and then
I think
AB picked up her fifth foul.
Yeah, picked up the fifth foul.
Soon as she picked up the foul,
Kelsey Mitchell ended up on the
floor. They panned the camera away, and then we all looked, and Kelsey Mitchell was just on the floor. And
we were just very concerned. It was a concerning thing that happened. Because a lot happened in that whole sequence, literally.
It literally was like a 5-minute sequence. Like,
literally
everything happened. Like,
literally,
in five minutes.
Chelsea got hurt, went to the back. And when that happened, AB picked up her fifth foul. And as soon as that panned away, Kelsey Mitchell was on the floor. And I think she was down there for a while. If y'all watched the game, y'all saw she was on the floor.
Yeah,
for,
she was there like at least a good 10 minutes.
She was there for a good 10 minutes. So that made the time at the game a little longer than it usually should. That it should have. It was very concerning because as soon as we were watching AB like watch her fifth foul, as soon as that happened, he tells me he's all like, "Look," I was like, "What?" And Kelsey Mitchell was on the floor, and we're like, "Oh shoot!" So all of my attention went towards her, hoping she was good. She was laying there for a good 10 minutes. They even brought a stretcher out. If y'all saw the game, because they did show it during the game, I'm pretty sure, right? Yeah.
No, I think they probably went.
They
showed some of it, but they didn't show like all of it.
Yeah, they didn't show all of it, but
there was times when it did go to commercial.
Yeah, so there was. I remember rewatching the game because it was such. I just wanted to rewatch the game just cause. But I remember them talking about how they brought the stretcher out, so they saw the stretcher for like a second, and then it was just gone to that. But it was. She was laying there for a good 10 minutes. Everyone in the arena was very concerned. Just kept our attention on her, hoping she was good. As soon as that happened, we saw our team go right, cover her up. That's my team. This is why I love my team. If y'all saw that, they were so quick to cover up. Sportsmanship. My team is just that. I just love my team for that. But yeah, that happened. So she was down there for a good 10 minutes concerning. Everyone was worried. It was very scary to see because she was laying down for a while. And after 10 minutes, she
it
got
up. It wasn't the fact that she was laying down. It was the fact that she wasn't moving.
Yeah, she wasn't moving at all. She was trying to, I think she tried to get up, but she just couldn't get up right away. Her like leg gave out, I think. I think I'm pretty sure it was fatigue, because it's a lot. But yeah, she did her thing. She did her thing before she did, and that was just her career. She was down on the floor, laying down and moving. After that, she got up, went to the back, and it was just everyone was clapping. Good that she was good, because I'm pretty sure everyone was very concerned, because a lot happened.
Not the people on the internet.
Oh yeah, of course,
not
the people on the internet.
Not
so
the
like
people
that.
On the internet.
It's always like that with the people on the internet, man. But, you know, I don't want to get too deep in all of that. But, you know, if you saw what people say on the internet, then they say what they want to say, man. But, you know, that's not us. We got respect for the players, not disrespect. So, but yeah, that whole thing happened. And then after that, Kelsey Mitchell was gone for the rest of the game. So then fourth quarter, like we were bringing up because we were ahead of ourselves, it was tied. Jackie missed her layup, and then it went to overtime. He did his thing, and it was a good 5 minutes of overtime. And then we finished it off overtime, and it was just great. It was just, everyone was happy. I was having, my blood pressure was probably through the roof.
Pandemonium.
Yeah, 100%. So it was good, and then we knew that Phoenix was going to be our next opponent for the finals. And then like that, just like that, game five was over, and now we're on the way to our third chip. Which led to the Phoenix and Aces series, which was, I felt like it was a better matchup anyways. It was a pretty good series. How do you feel about that series? The first couple of games before.
It was stressful.
I believe it, bro.
I don't want to do like I did last time and call out players, because, you know, I did call out a couple of them, you know. I called out Lexi, you know. I really did. I called out Sammy. I called everybody out that night. I ain't gonna lie. But no. It was stressful, man.
He's processing it.
I know.
He's still processing it.
No, it's not that. My thing is like, the first three games, we saw things that I didn't never expect to see. We saw Alyssa Thomas miss two free throws that would have gave them the lead in game one. And then we saw her miss the game winning shot, the shot that would have gave them the lead. I'm like, okay. You know what? I said I wasn't going to call no players. The first thing I do is call out Alyssa Thomas.
Oh, you know, here you are, calling ATL.
You know, I did. You know, my bad, AT.
Yeah. So game one had you stressed.
No, game one was cool. I was vibing the whole night.
Game one was cool. We were at the game. I remember that. We had some Phoenix fans sitting above us in the suites.
I wasn't really expecting anything, because the way that it went through the playoffs anyway, like Phoenix lost game one to New York, Phoenix lost game one to Minnesota, so I wasn't really too worried about game one, because I already had a feeling, because like the way it went, like if they lost game one, they'll still find a way to bounce back.
Oh, yeah.
And they never found it.
Yeah, so game one was cool. We were at that game. We had some Phoenix fans above us in the suite. We were sitting a lot more higher.
Oh, yeah. X-Factor took over.
X-Factor was definitely up there taking over, but we were louder. So y'all were sitting in op territory.
and then, like, I don't know. I feel like they should have played Kalani Brown a lot sooner.
Oh, they didn't play her. Did they play her at all?
Yeah, she played. She played in game three and four.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but, yeah, she did. I remember. I was at game four. But we'll get to that.
It should have played her a little more.
Okay.
That
probably would have helped y'all a lot.
But at the same time, Natasha Mack was cooking.
She really was, though. I give her that. She definitely was cooking.
So it's like, either way it went, like, I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself, but I feel like it went the way it's supposed to went to. It went the way it's supposed to, because it didn't matter, like, what Phoenix was doing. Like, the Aces just found a way to, like, do it better. Like, 18, like, it didn't matter how she was scoring. It didn't matter how she was getting rebounds, assists.
We just found a way.
Satu. Like, one game, like...
We just found a way, like, man.
Why does it feel like I'm calling people out when I'm not trying to call people out? Like, she had one game. Yeah, that was a game she had. It was bad. Yeah, she shot, like, 3 of 13. But then she bounced back. So, but that's what I like about Phoenix, because they can have a bad game, and then they'll come back and, like, they'll have everything, like, well put together for, like, the next game. And then Kyle was cooking all four games. But it was like... When they said, how did Asia say it? She said, God's planning,
God's time. That's what Ava said, and now Asia says it.
I feel like Phoenix did everything they could do, but it wasn't Phoenix time.
Yeah, honestly, that's the reason why
I was never really upset about getting swept. I'm like,
yes, we did sweep y'all.
maybe it wasn't just our year.
I feel like y'all had a good year though. I think it's just like I was just a better year for the Aces.
But game two, we proved everybody wrong because in the beginning of the season, nobody had Phoenix going to the playoffs. Then we made the playoffs. And it was crazy because Phoenix stayed a top five team the whole season.
Yeah, they did.
And nobody saw them being in the top five because only like two people came back from last season. Pretty much, it was a whole new team.
Mostly rookies.
A whole bunch of rookies. A second-year coach. And, like, nobody gave us the benefit of the doubt. And then when we got to the playoffs, nobody thought that Phoenix was going to beat New York. Nobody thought there was going to beat Minnesota. So, it was like, it was better than what everybody expected. So, like, just take that energy into next season. Hopefully, we'll bring a couple of more people back and take it from there.
Yeah. Honestly, y'all did have a good season. I would definitely give it to y'all. I never counted y'all out anything, though, because I saw how y'all are the top five in the whole league, the whole season. So, y'all did your thing. Y'all did everything y'all could have this season. I just think that Aces, I mean, I feel like what really fueled the Aces to get the game, get the season we did is how we were going the beginning of the season. No one expected us either, to be honest. No one expected us to win anything because we had such a bad beginning of the season. And then after All-Star break, we're over cooking. And we're on a win streak. And right when that happened, I mean, I never doubted my team at all never doubted my team at all this season. I never do. I never count the Aces out no matter how bad or good we look. I said that before and I said it many times before and I'm going to say it again. I always have faith in my team no matter what we did or how good or bad it was. Even how it was last season when we got eliminated in round two, I think.
Yeah.
From New York. And it just made it all the more merrier this season because we ended up beating New York during the playoffs. And we ended up beating Minnesota in the playoffs because those were the two teams that were hard for us to beat.
I'm not going to lie. I never had doubt in the Aces. It was just, some of them trash baggers on the team.
Yeah.
Now we can start dropping names.
I mean, they did.
You know who the trash baggers was? Tiffany Mitchell.
Oh yeah.
You know who was wasting up space? Liz Kidley.
Yeah.
Bugging to a Kit Kat, get off the court. Why you think they ain't there no more?
Hey, Kit Kat. Yeah, I feel like, honestly.
Now, I can't talk about Crystal Bradford because she out there. We see them highlights. She's still cooking. She's
still out there doing her thing.
She cooking everybody.
I feel like, now that you bring up Liz, I feel like she just needs a little bit more time to fix everything. So, like, during the offseason, whatever she's doing, like, overseas.
I feel like what Liz should have did was she should have went to the gym at, like, 4 in the morning and found somebody that was going to help her in the post. Because ain't no reason why you that tall and you can't take your right hand and your left hand and pull down the rebound. That's just basics. And she couldn't do that. I'm not going to lie to you. She out there, you look at the stat sheet. She 0-4, 1-3, 0-5. I'm like, at this point, you might as well just try to get some assists. You know, just pass me the ball. Yeah. I'll take a couple shots for you. But yeah, you can't do that now because you ain't in the league. So
I mean, honestly, I feel like, I mean, she really just coming off an injury. So that could be another reason. But
see, that's the thing. I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's a valid reason. Coming off an injury is a valid reason. But if you're not 100% and you know you're not 100% and you know because you're not 100% you're not going to be able to produce, you need to be on the bench or in the locker room getting rehab or something. Don't come back on the court until you're ready to play at your best. Because your best ability is availability. And if I can't use you the way I need to use you, then why are you in my face?
That's a valid point there. But yes.
I'm tired of people coming back and then, oh, it was my knee. Oh, my back. I just had hip surgery. Then hip hop on the court and go play 2K or something. Go to rehab. Get healed up. Then when you pass all the tests, we'll send you to overseas or something. You play a couple games over there. Then we'll be like, all right, cool. She had injury, but she went over there. You know, she had 15 points. She had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks. She cool. She can come back now. Do something like in the NBA, when you get injured and they want to know if you can come back, they send you to the G League for a couple games. And then they're like, oh, yeah, he cool. He can come back. Then they let you right back in. They be like, oh, yeah, he cool. And then he go out there and shoot 0 for 7. He had 4 turnovers. He done gave up 15 points. They look like, why he in the game? Oh, he had hip surgery. Then why he on the court?
Those are all valid points.
You got to make sure you are 100% healthy, or at least 99. If you can't score, you got to be able to get a rebound. If you can't get a rebound, you got to use your eyes to get an assist. Do something. Don't just be out there getting 14 minutes and you ain't got nothing. You just out there doing cardio.
Yeah.
No. We need you to be healthy and ready to go. You seen what happened when CBT came back? She was she had her baby. She came back. They was like, nah, we cool. We're going to hold you off for a little bit.
Yep.
Let you get your gatherings together. And then she came back in the playoffs. No.
She came back and she did pretty good when she came back.
Yeah, she did pretty good because they gave her extra time to do what she needed to do.
Yeah.
If you are injured or you need to step away, there's nothing wrong with taking a break. Stop rushing yourself. And then you underproducing. And then look, what would happen if she would just sit out the season and then just worked on rehab, getting better? Then when the next season comes, she could have been, she could have went to Unrivaled, or she could have went to AU, showed off her skills or what she been doing throughout the off season, and then maybe she could have ended up on one of the new teams.
Yeah, for sure. We are getting 2 new teams next season.
You got to think about that. Stop trying to rush people back, and then they go out there and they stink up the joint, and then they want to, oh, well, she was injured. She knew she was injured before she came to the team. She knew that. The scouting report said it. The trainers knew that. Everybody knew that.
100%.
Don't be like, oh, she get a, no. Because nobody gave Kobe a pass when he was injured.
Kobe was always just stubborn. This dude just wanted to coop
in, bro. LeBron don't get no pass because he injured.
LeBron still is out, though.
We seen Rondo dislocate his elbow, and he was back on the court in like 10 minutes. Still getting assists.
Yeah.
With one arm. And she got 2 arms and still can't pull the rebound. Maybe she need to go to, what's that? Our glasses company with the owl on it.
With the eye on it?
Yeah, the maybe she needs to go to them and see if they got contacts or
something.
Provision? Provision. That's what she needs.
I'm telling.
So she can see the ball coming down and she can know, oh, if I can, watch SGA. He'll find a way to get a foul. He'll get a foul like 30 feet from somebody. He'll be 90 feet from somebody and they'll call for foul. There you go.
But well, man, yeah, you ain't wrong. But we definitely did take out the right people. And we came and we had a good person come in to help a lot. Melissa Smith. I think we talked about it before. Liz has been a very huge help. And she has changed the whole team's trajectory since she joined during the season. I feel like that was the best thing we ever got.
Hey, look.
Liz did her thing. And you got a chip.
We didn't need them. We didn't need them draft picks anyway. We straight.
This is true.
Throw them draft picks away. Bring us now. Listen, come on.
Liz was a very huge help, man. Big props to Liz. Big shout out to her. Not even just Liz, but the whole team just ended up gelling together. Dana came back. Well, Dana, during the playoffs, Dana started playing like Dana Evans. She went off.
And that what made me mad about, we're gonna backtrack. We're gonna go back to that game.
Which game?
We're gonna go back to game four against Indiana. Oh, against Indiana. I don't know what they were talking about in that huddle, but for Nelissa Smith and Danny Evans to take a break that game irritated me. Cause there was, honestly, they could have used them more. I was like, Nelissa Smith and Danny Evans was cooking Indiana all three games. And I think Danny Evans took like three shots that game.
I don't think Dana was out that game a lot, to be honest.
I'm like, this is what we doing. We just gonna put Speedy Gonzalez on the bench because couldn't nobody catch her. She get the ball. She get the dribbling next. You know she done. Hold on.
She either passes that thing or she's going in the
trying to figure out what happened. Danny Evans went in the back and she done scored. We like, okay, back on defense. She scored. When? I don't know. She ran back on defense. I don't know what happened.
It just happened.
She scored.
Yeah, no, she's quick. She's probably one of the fastest people on her team. We got some fast players, but if we were to compare them to Dana was the fastest. So game four, I feel like we could have won that game and could have swept Indy
It would have been a 3-1.
It would have been a 3-1. Yeah. What if we had swept them? No, that would have swept them. It would have been 3-1, yeah. So we would have, if we won that game, we just had to do one more game.
Would have been straight.
Yeah. But it was the best out of 5 games. So even if we did, wouldn't that just be 3-1? Yeah, we would have won. We would have swept them. My bad. I forgot we lost game one. But we would have won. We would have been able to take a little break and not do a game 5. Just relax for a little bit. Because I think that game, Jackie was fatigued. Jackie didn't have a good game. I don't think she did. Mm-mm. No, Jackie was tired. Or no, was it? Well, actually, it was probably the Phoenix game, but
that's when they thought everybody. That's when everybody turned into Steph Curry. They just thought they could just shoot threes all day.
Yeah, game four. I don't think Jackie had the best game. Or was it game four? Or was it a game four?
You know who didn't have the best game in game four? Jewel.
Oh, yeah. Jewel didn't have the best game in game four either. I don't know what was going on with us in game four, man. Was that an earlier game? It probably was an earlier game.
She thought she could shoot threes all game. I'm like, I think if you missed your fifth three, it's about time you just stop shooting them.
Yeah.
But Jewel's like, no, I'm cool. I got this.
Yeah, but, you know, that is exactly what happened. That Indy series really, like, I was like, bro, this could have been done. We'd have to go to game 5. But there was time we just didn't have a good game. Jackie didn't have a good game. Or they didn't play the right players. Jewel didn't have a good game. Chelsea didn't either. Asia was just being Asia, bro. Asia's going to always keep being Asia.
It's
not how you start, it's how you finish, is what I've been a lot of people been saying, what I've been saying. So, I mean, other than that, we took it to game 5, finished it off, game 5. I think we had a little ton of rest, and then we got game 1 against Phoenix at home, had that game. Everyone did their thing. It was great. Game 1 was cool. Game one was a really good game. It was pretty close.
Game one was intense from the beginning.
To the end. Yep. Game one was really good. Them free throws. Yeah, you're right. Game two, I think we ended up just as strong.
Game two was over by halftime.
Yeah, game two was over by halftime. Yeah, we went on a run. We went crazy on game two. Game three in Phoenix, I feel like that game was close for a while.
She was cooking before she got injured.
She was cooking and she got injured in game three. And then we won that game. I think game three was a little bit more. I think it was kind of like back and forth almost. Was it?
Yeah, because
it was a back and forth game for sure. Because Sautu was heating up.
Because AT cooking. missed the layup that would have gave Phoenix the lead.
Yeah.
And then Aisha ended up hitting a game winning shot.
Over DV and AT. Was it that one?
Yeah.
There was a picture online that people had posted about it. So I'm like, dang.
Oh, that's everywhere.
Over a married couple. But nah, that was crazy. I remember a lot of people had a whole thing about that. So that happened. Aisha hit that game winner. And then game four. See, I was watching game three. What was going through my mind during that game is, depending on how good we were going, if we win that game, we would probably end up sweeping. But if we lost that game, I wasn't going to be tripping. I wasn't going to go to Phoenix for game four. But I don't know. It really just depends. But no, they did that. It depended by that time. But yeah, game three, we went on. The thing I was a back and another good so game one and three were really good games during the series,
right?
And then game four came around, there was no shot two. I went to Phoenix in person. It was the start before my vacation, so I was like, you know what, I'm starting vacation, let me go to Phoenix with some friends and watch game four happen and win the chip. But game four was y'all didn't have shot two.
Nope.
I think it was close. I think there was times when y'all were like starting to come back a little bit during that whole game. It was a fight for sure. But we ended up winning that and we won the chip. Three of them things. But what's your take on game four? What was going through your mind during that game?
I'm going to be perfectly honest. And I ain't ever told nobody this. But I didn't even watch game four.
You didn't watch game four?
I didn't watch game four.
Really?
I didn't.
Dang, for real? You just look at the score?
Yeah, I think I was at work.
Oh, word.
Dang. I just checked the score from time to time. I was like, yep. Go ahead and put my phone back in my pocket.
I thought you would have been watching, but if you were at work, then yeah. So, yeah. I guess we won't be able to take his take on game four, but my take on game four from being there in person. I will say, Phoenix, the atmosphere there is solid. Like, y'all, like, X Factor, it goes crazy.
Oh,
like, it's
yeah.
Solid, bro. Like, I mean, like, I ain't gonna lie, game four, I think a lot of Aces fans pulled up to Phoenix because of how close Phoenix is to Vegas. So I want to say over 100 Vegas people, people from Vegas or even traveling from, because I think Aaliyah's mom flew from Alabama to Phoenix. I saw her at the game. So Nye's mom pulled up to the game. Dejanay was at the game. We had a bunch of, not just that, but a lot of people from Vegas also pulled up, like, you know, Vegas locals, like Aces fans, pulled up from Vegas to Phoenix to go watch game four to see a sweep happen.
Right.
There was a whole thing going on during the halftime. We all met. It was loud. It was crazy. Someone had a sign that said sweep. Or they had a, no, some people actually brought brooms and were sweeping, bro. I was like, dang, man. We went, right. We came in deep, my boy. But Aces fans came in deep. We met on the news. So if y'all saw me on TV, that's great. I was on TV. Apparently someone saw me. So, but yeah, no, that was fun. A lot of Aces fans pulled up. It was a great little, it was a nice thing. But I will say the atmosphere is very insane. And then there was one time, I think we were yelling Aces or something, and the music was playing in Phoenix, bro, like on the arena, and they put the music volume all the way up so they could cut us out from yelling Aces,
man.
When they were warming up, bro. It was insane. I wish I could. I'll have to post it, but it was funny. Every time they heard us get loud, they put the music up louder. It was a lot of, like, it was really, like, you know, Aces
back and
didn't,
forth.
It was back and forth. Aces didn't play about the Aces fans, don't play about the Aces. Phoenix fans, X Factor, don't play about us. Play about y'all. Like, it was a dope atmosphere. Saw so many people. So game four was so cool. Ended up sweeping. Great. I witnessed them win their third championship in person, which was amazing. Very proud of them. It was a great game. It was fun. Phoenix was solid. It was just a cool experience going there just for that one day, see the game and then go home. It was cool. But yeah, game four, and then we became the champions three times in four years. That's insane. That's crazy. And if y'all didn't know, the times that Jewel won a chip, it was always a sweep. Like, for example, Seattle swept Vegas in 2020 in the finals, and then we lost. But, you know, it was a great thing. But yeah, that was the WNBA season overall. But the WNBA season was honestly, like, amazing. It was fun. It was great. We've been to a lot of games this season. We've experienced a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of things And now we got two new teams coming up next season. If there is a season that's coming up, if you, you know.
Yep, because the ladies want their money.
Pay them what you owe them. I'm up, like this one said, this is Bank on Women's Sports, bro. Shout out Player Society. Bank on Women's Sports, bro. The girls want, the ladies want their bread, but,
They say yeah. They need a cool 2 million.
We need that. There is a game, if there is one next season, we got two teams coming up, so.
But.
The league is growing, so I'm excited
for that. You pay the players, you gotta pay them coaches.
Oh, yeah. You gotta pay them what you owe them, for real. But, yeah, before I end it off, I do want to talk about one more thing. The parade. We went to the parade this year. It was a time. We had a time. It was, I think it was both of our first times at the parade.
Oh, it definitely was. And I showed up and I showed out.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Bro was on. I did the same thing. It was, honestly, it was a fun experience. Going to the parade, from what I've heard, a lot of people that have been to the parades the last two parades we had, they said the 2022 was good because they shut down the strip, and also it was a historical season when we won for the first time. So they did that. 2023 was cool, but they said that 2025 parade was not. It was probably the best one they've been to the past 2 years. Well, not the past 2 years, but the last two that we won. They right. said that this one was a lot better than the last two. Well, 2022 is a historical thing. They shut down the whole strip, so I wish I went to that parade, but I didn't. But yes, they won that. The parade was fun. Luda was there. Maya was there.
Crime Mob was there.
The players were there. Everyone was having a time. They went to, it was fun. It was very, you know, fireworks and everything. If y'all saw my little recap I posted on Threads and, like, Instagram, I posted a little recap, a quick little, like, couple seconds, I forgot, 30 seconds maybe. Saw Chelsea was dope. Asia, I have a picture with Asia, her blurry.
She was moving. Take me back.
I miss my team. Take me back. The parade was very fun. And then we went to the nightclub, little after party. Some of the players showed up. It was cool.
We saw Lloyd
twice this season, bro. This year.
Even though he did look like a young Sammy Davis Jr., I was rolling. I was like, bro. Lloyd came out here looking like somebody's uncle at the cookout.
Yeah, we saw Lloyd. We saw Lloyd like two times this season. We saw them during the game. It was like a halftime game. Oh, you weren't at that game, were you?
Nope.
Oh, shoot. You weren't. Dang. I saw Lloyd twice this year.
But I saw Juvenile.
Oh, you did see Juvenile. Juvenile was a banger, too. Saw Juvenile. Saw Lloyd twice. I saw Lloyd twice this year. So, the WNBA season has been a ball. I had a time. I'm very excited for next season. I'm also very excited for Unrivaled, which we can talk about in the next episode. But if y'all didn't know, there's a start before, you know, just a little something. If y'all didn't watch, the rosters are already out, and we can talk all about that in the next episode. But for right now, I just want to end it off in a bang, I guess. I don't know. But the WNBA season this year has been really fun. It's been the best. I'm really proud of the Aces. It was a historical season. I'm really proud of them. We did our thing. We got that third chip, as y'all can see. It says three of a kind on top there. I updated my little background here. We got three of a kind up there. We got the finals. Yeah, no, it was a banger. But, yeah, so I hope y'all enjoyed the WNBA season as much as we did. It was a ball. I had a time. Do you have anything more to close this off about the WNBA season?
Yes, I will give this season a smooth 8 out of 10.
Okay, okay.
It will be a little higher, but we need to get Kathy up out of there.
Hey, that's a valid point. Valid point.
It will now be, instead of saying no space for hate, there's no space for Kathy. she got to go.
Literally.
I don't care where she go, but she got to go. She can go to, she can go to IHOP, Denny's. Where else can she go to? Benihana, Cancun, Miami. Just get out of the WNBA.
Don't go Unrivaled, though. We don't need an Unrivaled.
Oh, no. She can go to Miami and watch, but she can't go to Unrivaled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You think Fee gonna let her through the door?
No, you're right. You're right. Oh yeah, you're right. My bad, bro.
She can go to Miami.
But yeah, so that is my closing. I give this one a 9.5 out of 10. It could have been a lot better. But I'm just really proud of how things ended. And I'm excited for next season at Unrivaled and AU. We're definitely planning on going to Unrivaled this year. I plan on going again this year. It'll be his first time going. So tune in for that. And tune in for the next episode. This is a very long episode. I'm surprised. It's been 2 months, y'all. Sorry about the lag, man. We just had some... Our schedule's been weird. But yes. So, we thank y'all so much for watching this video. Listening to this. Watching this. Or you're watching it. Or you're listening to the audio. Okay, I'm yapping too much. All right, y'all. Y'all have the rest of your day, morning, week, day. You know, whenever you're watching this. And we'll catch y'all on the next episode. Hopefully soon. Once we have our schedule situated. But,
We'll be back rolling.
We'll be back. We got to get that consistency back. That's the goal. Anyways, all right, y'all. Y'all have a good rest of your guys' day, night, morning, whenever y'all listen or watching this. And we'll see y'all in the next episode. We out of here. Deuces.